Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, we end the day with More Than a Feeling from Boston. Thanks to Andrew, our friend from Mulvane, for providing the music on part of Listener Appreciation Month. A week from Friday, Andrew will be in studio with you, me, and Jason Duda.
Wow.
And we'll visit with Andrew. He's looking forward to it. He said he's going to bring Chick-fil-A, and we'll have a
Have
a real party in here that day.
Yeah, we'll be good.
869-1240. I know you're all dying for the update on the latest Twitter poll. Let's see if I can get to that quickly. Who would you rather have lunch with? Right now, with 134 votes cast, it's running 75-25 in favor of me.
Your friend Harold Bouchard said me, so good.
Well, I've had lunch with Harold numerous times.
I don't think he'd want to have lunch
with me. Let me say this about having lunch with Harold. Kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah.
Love the kid, but I gotta have excitement.
He was never the most colorful human being. We loved him, but
really? You're insulting my friend?
Am I insulting him? Isn't that kind of
Harold? Let me tell you this about Harold Bouchard. He is a fantastic guy.
No, I know that.
Funny as all get out.
He is?
Oh my goodness. Of course he is. Love him.
Okay.
I've been around many, many people in my industry in my lifetime. And Harold's top 5%. No question about
Impressive.
It.
Impressive.
Had some great times with him on the road, covering events. One just magical time down in Stillwater after a game that KU had played against Oklahoma State. We're down in the bowels of the stadium waiting for Mark Mangino to come down for an interview. Just a hilarious exchange between Harold and Mark Mangino.
Well, can you recreate
it? Oh, it had something to do with deadlines and Mangino just making fun of Harold and all the questions he was asking. We'll have to talk about it. We'll get Harold and Kevin Haskin on again and do a rehash of old-time journalist stories.
We should do that. Can I ask you?
Is that a popular segment?
I don't know.
I think
can
it
I
is.
Can I ask you a question? When I started going with you on like NCAA tournament trips, did that cramp your style a little bit? When I was working those also?
Well, I didn't even pay attention. I just went out and did my thing.
You did, and I kind of stayed in the room, and that's what I do.
You are that guy.
Yeah.
You went out to eat with us. You sat over there, never said a word.
I like hanging out with you when there's other people around.
See, now you're a gregarious. That's mean-spirited. Why do I get all the grief for how I treat you?
Because it was kind of a compliment.
What did you say again?
I said I like hanging out with you when there's other people.
But not when it's just me.
Do you like hanging out with me?
Sure.
You do?
When you will drop your guard and just be you, yes.
Okay.
But when you're all hung
up. Don't you like me better when I'm with like Shannon and Aaron?
When you're all hung up and so worried about everything. No.
I don't worry. I'm never worried.
You're anxious. You're inside your own head.
Well, yeah, that.
You need to stop that.
I'm analytical. I'm an observer.
Whatever you are, it's all good.
Thank you. You too.
K-State looked dicey for a little bit last night. They do manage to win on the road at West Virginia. My goodness, West Virginia. I put out there that who recruited these players?
Well, we recruited them, but we certainly didn't think they'd be this bad this early on.
Thing you do for the show.
A little depleted right
that's,
now.
Okay, enough. See, when you go on too long.
No, it doesn't. People love it. I think I could do 2 hours like that, and people would gravitate.
Is this, are we saying the end of Bob Huggins? Because I've that said, is again, well, another that's thing, really a bad team.
Another thing that I was 3 years ahead of everybody on. And every, but, oh, I'm wrong all the time, as Michael said yesterday. It just gets old to hear
3 years ahead of what?
Bob Huggins being not viable.
Well, they were extremely viable last year.
Fine, but Bob Huggins is what's holding them back.
Oh, that's a dumb take. You can't just stop with they're not very good this year. So K-State now 10-3. You've got Texas Tech, Kansas at 9-4. Iowa State 8-4. KU on the road at Texas Tech Saturday in just a must-see game. Where am I going to be Saturday? Oh, no. I think I'm going to have to miss that game.
Why?
I think I got a
clinic.
What
time is that game?
It seems like it's at 3.
Because I'm doing the Shockers and the post game.
Yo, you are?
Yeah.
Well, that's a relief. Is that game at 3, KU Texas Tech?
I don't know.
Look that up. Well, I've got some other things going on over here. Malcolm, you're on the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sir. Thank you. Okay, so we're done with the All-Star break, and I'm wondering, do you think LeBron's going to be able to pull the Lakers through and get them to the playoffs, or is this going to be his first season out of the postseason?
You know what? I kind of think he doesn't even want to be in the playoffs. He wants to take this time off. He's never had time off and go get his guys next year and then make a run next year. I don't even think he cares about being in the playoffs.
I don't know. That's not the LeBron James I know. But I don't know that the Lakers are good enough in a very stacked Western Conference to get to the playoffs. But if LeBron turns it on and plays well, for the remaining 25-30 games, then they've got a shot.
You think Harden will have 30-plus Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Malcolm. Anything else?
No, thank you, sir.
All right, we appreciate it. I wish I'd asked Malcolm what he thought. By the way, well, KU Texas A&M, 7 p.m., same start time as Wichita State. Then KU and K-State on Monday night. So these next couple of games, if Kansas wins them both, count it.
Just to clarify, Malcolm asked us if we think James Harden will score 30 points on Thursday against the Lakers, and we both said yes.
James Harden will score 30 points every game.
Although Clint Capella is returning on Thursday probably, and that Big might deal. Cut into the production.
Big deal. By the way, Noel asked us on Twitter where Davy Lopes went to college. Well, he went to a few, but he did have a 2-year stop in Topeka at Washburn University.
Washburn, sure.
Back in the day. You didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Of course, I did. Those are the kinds of things that I want a game about.
Fine. I'll see what I can do. Okay?
College,
My game today was pretty good.
It was fine.
World Series trivia.
Good effort. I enjoy the Tuesday game.
Well, I do my best.
Is Barry Brown the Big 12 Player of the Year?
A lot of people are asking that, and he's certainly in that
terrible
mix. It's Dedrick Lawson, though. I mean, come on.
It's not Dedrick Lawson. It's Barry Brown.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
I do think that, and I don't say that lightly. I just think Barry Brown's having an incredible year.
He's a fantastic player. I get that.
I don't know that I ever thought, when I saw him as a sophomore, he was a good player. I don't know that I ever saw him as this kind of player. He's gonna be drafted, right? First round?
I don't know. I don't know what his projections are as far as that kind of thing goes. I'm sure he'll probably get a shot. You think Barry Brown's player of the year, not Dedrick Lawson?
I think Barry Brown does more for K-State than Dedrick Lawson, as good as he is, does for Kansas.
This is the most wide-open, like, first-team all-Big 12 season there's been in a while. There's not really a runaway winner of the Player of the Year award, and there's not five just, like, locked-in guys for first-team all-conference either. So we have two, and that's probably your Player of the Year candidates as well.
Well, they're both tremendous, but KU has other guys too, and certainly Dean Wade belongs in some discussion. although he's been a little bit injury prone. But Dedrick Lawson leads the Big 12 in scoring. Barry Brown is fourth. A little more than 3 points per game advantage for Lawson, who's also the leading rebounder. So you can make a strong case.
It'd be weird if K-State had the preseason player of the year and the player of the year, and they were different guys.
That's a good poll for tomorrow. Is it Barry Brown or is it Dedrick Lawson?
All right,
I think it's clearly one of those two.
Clearly.
Jarrett Culver is a very good player for Texas Tech. Shayok has had he's fun to watch for Iowa State. He is active all over the place. Maybe you'd put him in the discussion.
Well, there's a few first-teamers, I guess.
They're all first-teamers.
Christian James, maybe. Maybe Wade.
Maybe Wade. Although Wade's had a really good year. I don't think he's had the great year that some of us envisioned him having.
I'm not sure I can see anyone getting two guys on the first team.
Well, we'll have to see. All right, are we at the end? One more little segment to do. Then we got to trek out and see what the weather's like. I got to drive across town, as you do, as Tommy does, as Max does. We all got a big drive ahead of us. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.